February 16th. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, heaven's kingdom is like a merchant seeking excellent pearls. When he found one very precious pearl, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, heaven's kingdom is like a dragnet, which was cast into the sea, in which every kind was caught. When the net was full, they dragged it on to the beach, sat down, and gathered the good into the containers, and threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come and separate the righteous from the wicked, and will cast the wicked into a fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They replied, Yes, Lord. He said, Therefore every scribe instructed in heaven's kingdom is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. He said to them in the evening of that day, Let us go to the other side. They left the crowd and took him as he was in a boat, and other boats were with him. A strong windstorm arose, and waves were pouring into the boat, so that it was already getting full. He was in the rear, sleeping with his head on a cushion. They awoke him and asked, Teacher, are you not concerned that we are perishing? He arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. The wind quieted, and there was a great calm. Then he asked, Why are you afraid? Do you not yet have faith? They were greatly afraid, saying to one another, What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. He stepped into a boat, and his disciples followed. And behold, a great storm arose on the lake, so that the boat was covered by the waves. However, Jesus was sleeping. They went and awoke him, begging, Lord, save us, we are going to perish. He asked, Why are you afraid? Your faith is weak. He arose and commanded the winds and the sea, and a great calm came. The men were astonished, saying, What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. One day he entered a boat with his disciples and said, Let us go to the other side of the lake. They put out to sea. While they were sailing, Jesus fell asleep. A windstorm struck the lake, and they were being swamped and were in danger. They came to Jesus and awoke him, exclaiming, Master, Master, we are dying. He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging water. They quieted, and there was a calm. He asked, Where is your faith? They were afraid and marveled, asking one another, Who is this that commands the winds and the water, and they obey him?